It seems like almost yesterday that a growing national fad streaked through Cape Girardeau, Missouri. The craze was simply called streaking. In March of 1974, Southeast Missouri State University students jumped out of their clothes and onto the bandwagon as streaking debuted on the campus. The Towers dormitory complex was the most popular center of Cape's naked runners, and on one warm Wednesday night in March of 1974, 75 guys and two girls gathered for the largest Cape Girardeau streak. Someone gave the signal and the students shed their clothing and set out on a breezy jog through dorms, over terraces, and across the campus. Hundreds of students and townspeople stopped to watch, many cheering, encouraging the group of streakers. When the streaking fad hit campus in 1974, campus police and university officials were unable to curb the activity. Administrators avoided the issue and simply hoped that the nearing spring break would bring an end to streaking. When it finally did die away, helped along by the nationally televised Watergate hearings, only five students received any sort of disciplinary action, and two of those were males who had streaked through Dearmont Women's Residence Hall late one evening. The streaking fad was brief in Cape Girardeau as it was across the rest of the nation, with only a handful of incidents in a few weeks. Still, many people saw more of the student body in 1974 than they had ever imagined or perhaps wanted to. To those who remember it, it seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.